Marty Lurie here with Derek Jeter, talking about baseball tips. And Derek, boy, the fans love to hear this, and kids who listen to the show really enjoy learning from the major leaguers. Let's talk to you a little bit about playing shortstop, positioning yourself at shortstop. How do you learn how to do that, and how do you do it?
Well, I think you learn a lot from watching. Over the years, the more you see players, the more you know what their tendencies are, where they may hit certain pitches, and the more you learn your own pitching staff, you know, the ways that they want to attack the hitters, where they want to pitch them in, pitch them away. So I think you learn by just going out there and continue to see guys over and over.
Now, will you move as the pitch is being delivered, or do you get in the position where you want to be before the ball is released?
You may move a step one way or the other as the pitch is being delivered. Depending on whether it's an off-speed pitch, you may tend to go to the hitter's pull side as opposed to it's a fastball.
And I know fans always like to see you put the glove up in front of your mouth and give the signal to the second baseman. How do you guys work that out? How do you know who's giving the signals that day?
Well, I give the signs. You know, shortstop, I give the signs to the second baseman and let them know who's covering the bag. So, once again, that depends on who's hitting and who's pitching as well.
Pitching and picking up the signs, and I don't know, I watch on TV when that camera's in center field and you look into the catcher and he flashes the signs so fast with a runner like on second base. How do you keep track of this?
Well, every pitcher's a little bit different. You know, they tend to use different sequences of signs depending on, you know, how they're feeling that day and what the catcher wants to do. So it really depends on the pitcher, because certain guys are superstitious and like getting certain signs.
Talk about some of the superstitions of players, pitchers in particular. Let's work that in.
Some pitchers may want to throw to a certain catcher. Some pitcher may choose to use different signs on certain days. So I think it's really different. Some guys are really superstitious. Other guys could really care less.
That must be interesting. Now, do they tell you the days that they're going to use some of these weird superstitions?
Yeah, you know, I have to know, because I have to know the signs. I have to relay the signs to the third baseman as well as the second baseman and things like that. So, yeah, I sit down with them before the game starts.
Another aspect of shortstop playing, nice to talk to Derek Jeter here about baseball tips. Going back on a pop-up, what do you recommend for young people learning how to go back on pop-ups, knowing where your other fielders are so you don't get in a collision?
Well, you should look at the fielders before the play. I mean, it shouldn't be a situation where the ball's hit in the air and then you check to see where the outfielders are. You know, being a shortstop, you have priority over all the other infielders, and then the outfielders have priority over you. So my philosophy is to never take your eye off the ball and go get it until you hear someone else call it. And every pop-up is yours until someone takes charge. And then being a shortstop, you have a charge over a lot of people.
Do you have a sense of where you are in the field when you go back too far? You say, someone ought to be there by now.
Yeah, you say that, but, you know, at times, you know, sun may come into play where an outfielder may lose a ball. So you can never anticipate someone calling you off. I mean, you have to go get it until you hear otherwise.
Shortstop, key for you, obviously, is making a feed to a second baseman. Any advice on the feed to the second baseman?
Well, yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, everyone wants to worry about getting a double play, but you can't get two unless you get one. And so the most important part of it is the initial feed to the second baseman. So you want to give him the ball where he has an opportunity to turn a double play, but you also have to keep in mind that you got to get one out before you get two.
Where do you like to throw the ball to the second baseman? Where's the ideal spot to hit him?
Well, you want to hit him in the chest, because that gives him enough time to relay the throw to first base, and also, you know, that's a perfect throw for him. He gets an opportunity to get it and get rid of it as quick as possible.
Now, how do you get out of the way when you've got to take the throw at second and you got a big guy barreling down on you? What do?
You'll learn how to jump. You know, that's the thing. Ideally, you get the ball early so there you can use the bag as your protection, and you can go either way and avoid the runner. But you need to learn how to jump.
One last thought for Derek Jeter, shortstop. What's the toughest play for you?
The toughest play is probably the ball in the hole, you know, towards third base, because you're catching and all your momentum's taking you away from first base, and you have to, you know, to redirect that momentum to first base, and it's the longest throw on the field, so that'd probably be the most difficult play.
How do you do that throw? I mean, you know, I know you jump and you get that arm up there, but do you actually see the first baseman? Can you actually, when you let go of that ball, do you know where it's going?
Well, yeah, you played enough games, you worked on it enough times that you know when you're in the hole where first base is, so you don't have a lot of time to think. And once again, you take into consideration the runner, the speed of the runner. If it's a slower runner, you may have time to stop and plant. But if it's a quicker runner, you just want to get rid of it as soon as possible.
Well, interesting. I always learn something from these tips, Derek. Thanks so much.
No problem.